This podcast is made possible by the generous contributions from listeners just like you. If you have the means and you'd like to contribute, click on the link in the show description to go to my supporter page. Once you're there, it's completely up to you how much you'd like to give. There's no minimum and no maximum and no ongoing charges. Enjoy this episode and thanks for listening to the Saturday Quiz.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi there. You ready? You sitting comfortably? It's time for the Saturday Quiz. My name's John Leary and I'm here to ask the 10 questions from the quiz in the Saturday paper. And joining me today to answer those questions are two people who are both writers and who have both recently published their second novels. Their first novels were called You Be Mother and Boy Swallows Universe, and their new novels are Sorrow and Bliss and All Our Shimmering Skies. They are Meg Mason and Trent Dalton. Hello to you both.
Hi. The Boy Swallows Universe was mine. That was my one.
You're claiming that?
Yeah.
Meg Mason, I'd claim any of yours, so I'll take either one of those brilliant books of that amazing Australian writer. Great to see you, John. Great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. Thanks for coming to do the quiz. Have you, let me ask you this, do you do quizzes of your own volition?
University Challenge on BBC Two, that's been my training. I was going to read all of the Encyclopedia Britannica, but I remember that it went out in the hard rubbish in 1989.
Okay. And Trent, how about you? What's your kind of quiz background? What do you like in a quiz?
I love them. I'm not great at them, but here's an insight into my rock and roll lifestyle, John. My dear friend Brian Robertson, from, you know, like, we go back to primary school with this guy, and he got married 2 weeks ago, and 1 week before that he had his Bucks night. We went to the Gold Coast, and us rock and roll dudes, we spent all night playing Trivial Pursuit for his Bucks night. So that sort of is sort of an insight into the kind of personality about what we kind of love. So
that's excellent. That sounds like my kind of Bucks night.
Yeah, right. It was really fun.
All right, let's jump into the quiz.
Let's do it. Let's do this.
It's just 10 questions. You give me the answers. Okay. And the first one, question number one, is a multiple choice.
Oh, good. Okay.
So it is, in which U.S. state is Fort Knox? Is it A, Kentucky, B, New York, or C, Virginia?
Oh, wow. Trent.
Yeah,
I feel like it's Kentucky, but that seems so obscure for such a famous place.
I'm just thinking, you know.
Definitely not New York. Process of elimination.
Yeah, I was instinctively thinking Virginia because I'm thinking back to some of that sort of, you know, early US history stuff where there was military things happening there.
Yeah,
there was a
deductive
lot going
reasoning.
On.
Let's do that.
Look, I'm just, I don't know, but if you like Kentucky, I don't know anything about Kentucky except the fried chicken and
the child marriage. No, let's go with your one, our one, Virginia. Let's go with that.
C, Virginia. You should have gone with A.
I'm so sorry,
man. It was
Meg.
Kentucky.
That's okay.
That's totally
I'm shutting up on the next one.
Fine.
That's
okay, can we have
I'm
separate
so
teams now? Can we be actually on separate teams, John? Because I don't want
She's
Trent to drag me down.
I'm swapping my alleged captaincy role. You've got the captain's cap now and you make the last call.
Yeah, and your token, woman.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, look, I reckon you still get that one correct because, Meg,
she was pretty confident.
Out of the blocks. You said Kentucky.
And Trent was quite aggressive.
Give that one to you.
Don't you think he was quite aggressive forcing me to change my answer?
I'm really sorry.
Maybe.
I'm zipping
Just
it. I'm
settle
zipping
down, it. Trent. I don't want to have to, lay down the law here.
I'm so sorry, Meg. That's terrible.
It's okay. It's fine.
Now, do you know what is in – what's in Fort Knox? What do they keep there?
Gold?
Yeah, it is gold.
Oh.
It used to be a large portion of the gold that the United States has.
Yeah, right.
And their currency used to be sort of held against that lot of gold. It's not anymore, even though there still is 147.3 million ounces of gold in Fort Knox right now. Which is
what's that in grams?
Grams, I don't know. But dollar amount, it's about $6 billion.
That's
a lot for one place, isn't it?
That's a lot of dough, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Question number two is a 50-50.
50-50? So, oh, no.
Yeah. Coin flip on this one.
Yeah.
But you'll probably know, I reckon. True or false, the ears of the African elephant are bigger than those of the Indian elephant.
Okay, because one of them is used to fan. I think it's the African is bigger because they use them to fan their bodies and it's hotter in Africa, maybe.
Oh, well said, Meg.
That is entirely correct.
Boom!
Well done. Zoom high five. Zoom high five. I'll be taking that Walkley Award, Trent, please.
Take it. I'm sending it down.
I didn't know awards were on the table.
Yeah. We're trading some awards. We're risking awards on this.
Yeah, they're on the table. Yeah. $6 billion worth of Walkleys.
No, brilliant. In Fort brilliantly reasoned. That was great deduction. I love that.
Thank you.
Yes, and that is exactly true. It's because it's hotter and less tropical in Africa. So, yeah, they have bigger ears to flatten themselves. Okay. Cool.
I
thought that was an old wives' tale once I started seeing it, but, okay, good. Amazing.
No, go with the wives' tale. That's
two for two, Dalton recommendation. Mason. Yeah, good one.
I love how we've totally owned the first one now. We've just totally got it right.
Yeah.
All right.
Forget that you said Virginia. You never said Virginia.
No, great.
It's always Kentucky.
Two for two.
That was an editing glitch. Yeah.
Question number three. Who wrote the 1990s novel The Reader, which was adapted into a 2008 film? And you've got a bonus point here for naming who won a Best Actress Academy Award for her role in that film.
Okay, well, I know.
Is it Kate Winslet? I don't have that. You've got the second one, not the author.
Yeah, bonus point.
Trent, come on. I need you.
I'll give you a clue. It was actually a German novel.
Yeah.
Which was translated into English.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Neither of us are really readers. We don't really go in for fiction, do we, Trent?
Yeah, that's right. More of a Netflix guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, maybe when you watched the film, it would have come up based on the.
Is it like a Greta? Book. Is there a Greta in there? No.
It's not a Greta.
It wasn't one of yours, was it? Wasn't one of yours, Trent?
No, I didn't do it. I promise. All right.
It wasn't your first novel written in German.
So it's not mine either. So powers of elimination, not yours, not
the
mine.
The initials of this author are BS.
Oh, let's just make up a German name.
Bernard.
That is his first name.
What, really? Okay, yeah. So Trent, just pull it, like do a Schultze or something. Any German surname and let's see if we can.
Schultz or.
Just throw a bunch of rocks. And we'll see what it hits.
He's liking the shush.
Yeah.
Schultz, maybe. Schultz Schopenhauer.
Not at all. Not even close.
No.
It was Bernard Schlink.
Man.
Did you know that? Does that ring a bell?
Can we get 1.5 out of 2 for that?
Yeah.
Because of the bonus.
Yeah.
Well, you already had the bonus point.
Yeah, so we're 3.5 for 4.
Oh, yeah, we got that bonus, yeah. True.
But, yes, it was Bernard Schlink who wrote The Reader, and it was translated into English, turned into a film, and, yes, Kate Winslet won the Academy Award for Best Actress.
I saw it. She was great in it. She was really good.
Yeah, deservedly.
Okay, question number four. Name the 8 planets in order
from the sun. Science.
Oh, well. Okay, well, yeah.
Can we draw my daughter's working out on paper?
So,
move rooms.
Of course, you work it out however you need to.
Okay, what if I name them and you order them?
Yeah, like, well, I'm just thinking Mercury.
Okay, Mars is the first one. Number one, Mars, right?
No. Mercury, Venus,
Sun, Earth, Mars.
Mars, Jupiter. This is my final answer, John.
This is a new mnemonic.
Okay,
okay. Mnemonic?
I'm just having
sorry,
a look.
Go.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
it's that. It's
sorry.
That.
Start,
my,
yeah, start
my
again,
very,
Trent.
My, so Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and we're not going to include Pluto anymore, I guess. But that would.
That's exactly correct.
Oh, my God, Trent. That
well
is
done. Lock it in.
That is so good.
Well, you
and
know,
did
I'm the
you,
universe
it sounded
guy.
Like you were going with a mnemonic there. Did you have a little mnemonic?
Isn't there something like my very energetic.
Make one up right now.
Meg.
Mother.
My very just energetic set. Meg jumps under.
Sideways. Yep. Sideways. Under.
Just sideways jumps. Under. Neighbors. Netball hoops. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yes. That's a really good
yes.
one.
The one I have here is my very earnest mother just showed us 9 planets for Pluto.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Isn't that a cute one?
I love it.
Yeah,
I love
it's a
it.
Good one.
I know they dropped Pluto for a bit because they technically didn't say it was sort of a, it didn't really reach planet status.
Yes.
Maybe yeah. Pluto's
it's
back.
A,
maybe
a
it's
gas
back.
Giant.
Maybe it, exactly.
Your basic, yeah. your common or garden gas giant.
Exactly.
I didn't know any of that, so that's wonderful to take that home.
Well, good, yes. The mnemonics are very, very helpful in that.
Mm. What's the other great mnemonic about?
Well, there's
the rainbow one.
Do you mean
east, the, and there's the north, south, east, west one.
Oh, yeah.
I'd
yeah.
never eat soggy Weet-Bix.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's mm-hmm. how, yeah, I've taught my son how to, the north, south, east, and west.
Yeah.
With that.
And then there's the one that's for my online banking passcode, but I won't. Which is actually, maybe we could do some questions on that, like my mother's maiden name and stuff, because I'm pretty strong on those security questions.
Brilliant.
Oh, yeah, because you keep
really
getting them.
It's a really specific quiz.
The name of your first pet and street did you live on in third grade.
I've gotten to the point now there's a book in my house. It's so embarrassing with internet passwords. It's so ridiculous. My wife just hates it because she's like, if I see that book one more time, I'm going to burn it. But it's like I need it to keep track of my life.
All right, we're up to question number 5.
Okay, question 5. All right. How are we doing?
I think we're 3.5 out of 4. Or, so yeah, 3.5 out of 4.
Yeah, something
so
like that.
Maybe give us another shot at another bonus. We could make it
oh, yeah, to get it up to 10 so we can tell everyone we got 10, even though there was like 12.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll see if I can add a bonus half a point a bit later.
Thanks, John.
All right, question number 5. What is the second book of the Old Testament?
Oh, Exodus.
Yeah.
Boom!
See, I told you that your strange religious upbringing was going to serve you well.
Yeah, yeah. Not the pop culture. If you're moving on to pop culture, no records, no television, no secular music, but books of the Bible. I can do them all, you know, to a song. I'm not going to, but I can do all the books.
You're
going to
do a little bit.
Yeah.
Can you do a bit for us?
Yeah.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Luke, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Lamentations. No, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel. This is a song in my head. Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and the last book, Malachi. Can that be our bonus?
Wow.
John, she deserves something for that. Well done.
Absolutely.
That
was exceptional.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's correct.
True.
Yeah, no, I just made that up. You wouldn't know. You weren't related.
Even
to
if
that
you made
section.
That up, that is worthy of points. How often would you need to sing that song?
Well, that's now my internet password. So very strong, very, very strong. One of the strongest.
Well done. That really is exceptional.
I love it.
And on that really exceptional note, we're going to go to a little break and we'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, thanks for coming back. I'm with Meg Mason and Trent Dalton, and we are up to question number 6. And question number 6 for you writers is a writing or linguistic question. Which of these words is a verb?
Ready? Can do this. If we can't, we our publishers are going to drop us this afternoon.
Surely we're dropped.
So your words to pick from are outlier, giraffe, swim, or carrot?
Well, swim can go either way. That's a noun and a verb. What was the first one? Sorry, outlier.
Trend. Outlier.
Yeah, well, that's not that.
That's a noun. They're all nouns. They're all nouns, but swim's the only.
Swim. Yeah, giraffe.
I am going outlier. Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we overthought that because we both.
Totally
we,
overthought
we,
it.
Yeah. It couldn't be. Yeah.
It's kind of your expert category, but yeah, yeah you.
I was picturing things like, I'm just going to giraffe this gallon of water.
Yeah. Anyway, I've got to go an outlier in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
We'll need to speed this up.
Yeah. This mate of mine, he's a real douchebag. I'm totally going to outlier him.
Yeah, exactly. I carrot, you carrot, we carrot, they carrot.
We all carrot.
Yeah.
Carrot.
All right, question number 7. This is your sports question, okay? So
okay, well, I'm going to pop to the loo, Trent, so I'll just leave you.
Every quiz has at least one sports question.
One sport, all right.
And I apologise, Trent, it's not on rugby league.
I was about to say, can it be about 1980s, early 1990s rugby league?
Hear me.
All right. Hit us. You are so a part of this, Meg. You're in. We're in. Come on.
Lewis Hamilton equaled. Oh. Yeah, so it's motorsport. Okay.
Yeah.
Lewis Hamilton equaled whose record of 91 Formula One wins with victory in the Eiffel Grand Prix this month? So
whose record did he match?
Are you thinking Schumacher? I'm thinking Schumacher. Meg? But don't quote me on that just yet, Johnny Leary. But he was the man for quite a long time. And
yeah, he sounds like a guy.
But then there was –
Go with your gut, Trent. Go with your gut.
All right, Schumacher.
Yes, it is. Michael All Schumacher. Right. Well done.
Well done. Thank you, team captain.
Yes, you're all over it. Lewis Hamilton – just equaled Michael Schumacher's record of 91 Formula One wins. And he's probably going to surpass his record, I imagine.
I thought you were going to say die in a fiery crash. That's awful. Oh. Don't say that. It's horrible.
Why would you think I was going to say that?
Well, I don't know. It's the nature of the sport, isn't it?
I mean, Lewis Hamilton's hero was
sorrow and bliss. It's just all sorrow and bliss for Meg Mason.
Although, if you think about it, shimmering skies would come into play if that was – there would be shimmering skies, wouldn't there? Oh,
look at you guys with plugs for each other's novels.
Boom! Yes!
Thank you.
Available in all good bookstores now.
Yep.
Yes, Michael Schumacher is the correct answer. Well done.
Right.
You got through the sports question. That's normally the one that really pulls people up.
Yeah,
well, you know, novelists and their motorsports.
Yeah. Don't get Richard Flanagan started about Formula One. Richard Pit Stop Flanagan.
Exactly. I made the mistake of asking Margaret Atwood the same question, and it was just like, you know, smash cut 3 hours later, still going. Thanks, Margaret. I actually probably need to head off.
No. Let me tell you about Ayrton Senna.
Yeah, you know that's why Hilary Mantel didn't get listed for the Booker, because it's too much motor racing in the third one. The mirror and the light.
The rearview mirror and the light.
Yeah, an otherwise enjoyable trilogy with Mars for me. This is my Goodreads review. anyway.
Way too much gasoline.
Amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I did not know that. I learned something with this quiz. I did not know the link between literary greats and Formula One. So thank you both for that. All right, question 8. I reckon this might be a bit of an easy one. I'm assuming you know this, Meg. What is the French word for Thursday?
I think it's jeudi, like J-E-U-D-I.
That is correct. J-E-U-D-I. Jeudi.
Beautiful. Well done. Done, Meg. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. The French was the units of my HSC. They didn't count. I threw my maths in society because I thought it would be maths in society. They didn't count, but in the end it was French because I'd just moved here from New Zealand. And I had a fairly strong New Zealand French accent, so it didn't. I think my oral is what let me down.
Well, beautifully done, Meg. Beautifully done.
Jeudi is the French word for Thursday. Question number 9 is, in what year did the fall of Saigon occur?
Ooh, okay.
Have you seen the musical? Because I haven't, so I imagine it's in there.
So,
yeah. 70.
Yeah, early 70s or Nixon.
You said what decade, didn't you? Good.
Okay, I didn't say what decade.
No, I think you said decade. Yeah, exactly. Decade.
Is it early?
What decade?
Is it? Oh, man.
77? What year were you born? Let's split the difference.
79, and I don't think it went that long. It wasn't, it was sort of much more, like, I don't think it went that deep into the 70s,
yeah.
I'm thinking. I'm just thinking, like, 70.
Should we say 74?
74. Four or five?
Like, say 75. Why don't you say 75?
I think I was about to say 75.
I
think
you said about to say 75.
Yeah, it was 1975. Well done.
You rock, Meg Mason.
That was all you, Trent. That
thank
was all
you. Thank
you
for the little flick past,
because
Johnny.
You're so thanks, right. Man. It didn't go that long into the 70s.
Yes, the fall of Saigon, 1975. Well done. And we're up to the final question.
Final question.
Can you believe it?
I would happily do 10 more, John. This is
I'm going to miss it when it's gone.
I'm sorry that I don't have 10 more questions. I've only got the one. All right, last question. Which Adelaide-born singer appears on the cover of the October edition of Vogue Australia?
Oh, stop it. It's Sia.
I'm looking at it. Is it right there?
Yeah, somewhere out of reach, but yes. Yellow cover, red rose.
She's got
now.
A big red
that's brilliant.
Bow or something covering her face.
Yeah. Sorry, Trent, I stormed in. You were about to say the same thing.
Yeah, I was about to say Jimmy Barnes, so that's really good. I'm glad you came in with Sia. So glad.
Yeah, he was the previous month. They'd never give him September. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. That's great.
Well done. Yes, it was Sia. Brilliant. Well answered. And on that note, we're going to go to one final break and we'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for coming back. I'm with Meg Mason and Trent Dalton, and they've both just finished the quiz. Guys, how do you think went?
I think we did okay there, Meg. I was thinking we'd be sub five. I thought we'd be sub five there.
Well, I played along. I played along to the back issues, if that's what you call past podcasts, and I was like solidly getting 2 out of 10 every week.
you've listened along to some of these.
Yeah, we played at home.
Oh, well, that's nice. But you've been doing poorly, did you say?
Yeah, exactly. Very poorly. But I feel like, Trent, it's like a rising tide lifts all boats. You know what I mean? With me getting to work with
Trent.
Well,
that's it. I'm glad.
Thank you both for doing the quiz.
It was, wasn't it fun?
Oh, John, it was so much fun. And Meg, I love being your co-pilot. And I just thought we navigated it brilliantly on those rising tides. And man, I'm back anytime, John.
Excellent. Thanks, Trent. Thanks, Meg. That's the quiz for another week. Thanks for listening. If you've been enjoying this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review. The quiz was written by Cindy McDonald. This podcast is mixed by Atticus Basto. Eric Jensen is our editor-in-chief. My name's John Leary, and I'll have more questions for you same time next week.